And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
10 seconds left to go. The countdown. Cleared up. Out of the zone. The Colorado Avalanche have won the Stanley Cup. Raymond Moore, a dream has come true.
For 100 years, we've been in government for short periods of time, but never won a full successive second term of office. Now we have. But we have done so because at long last in this country, we've united the politics of ambition for yourself and your family and compassion and decency and obligation to others less fortunate than yourself. And that marriage of head and heart is what this party is about.
This indeed is a humbling moment for me. I'm honored to serve as majority leader, but I also recognize that the majority is slim.
Senator Daschle will get recognized. He'll be the majority leader, and I'll be minority leader, the Republican leader. He'll call up the bills, and we will take advantage of our rights in the minority to offer amendments, as certainly the other side has, and sometime we'll offer substitutes.
Pleased with the court's ruling denying a stay of execution. Judge Major's ruling was a powerful and eloquent statement, not only about the law associated with this case, but about the tremendous harm and devastation caused by Timothy McVeigh.
Mr. McVeigh does not want to proceed any further in legal actions in order to try to stop his execution. He had prepared himself to die prior to the initial execution date of May 16th, and he now, again, wants to make the final preparations necessary to be ready to die on Monday.